Pemimpin oposisi Bill Shorten memperingatkan kemungkinan pungutan suara nasional bagi penyelesaian isu pernikahan sejenis dapat mengakibatkan homofobia di Australia. Pemimpin Partai Buruh ini meluncurkan kampanyenya pada akhir minggu lalu untuk menyatakan Partai Buruh akan menerima persamaan hak tanpa syarat. Mengulang kembali rencana partainya yang akan mengubah undang-undang pernikahan dalam 100 hari kemenangan pemerintahannya, Shorten menyatakan tidak seorang pun harus membela diri atas pilihan seksual atau cintanya. Berikut ini laporan yang disusun oleh Nakari Thorpe. Ketika Bill Shorten mendorong program partainya yang dinamakan Putting People First dalam peluncuran kampanye Partai Buruh pada akhir minggu lalu, ia secara spesifik mengajukan isu persamaan hak dalam pernikahan.
We will provide the leadership in the parliament to deliver marriage equality within our first 100 days.
Mempertegas pendiriannya menentang pungutan suara umum atas isu pernikahan sejenis. Partai Buruh dengan tindakan strateginya dapat menggagalkan rencana pemerintah yang akan melakukan pungutan suara tahun ini.
I do not want this plebiscite unleashing some of the homophobic attitudes which I think poison the debate about marriage equality full stop. We all know this plebiscite is a tawdry second best option. Malcolm Turnbull never supported a plebiscite until he had to sell his political soul to the right wing of the Liberal Party to have this plebiscite.
Shorten menggambarkan pungutan suara yang akan didanai oleh pajak akan menjadi landasan homofobia.
In modern Australia, no one should have to justify their sexuality or their love to anyone else. And instead of sitting in judgment, instead of providing a taxpayer-funded platform for homophobia, we will gift every Australian an equal right in respect of love, nothing less.
Namun, Malcolm Turnbull tetap dalam pendiriannya untuk melaksanakan pungutan suara pada akhir tahun apabila ia terpilih kembali.
We have a very clear policy, which is that every Australian will get a vote on the subject. Everyone knows about that. And of course, if we are successful on July the 2nd, then I have every expectation that the Parliament will swiftly legislate for a plebiscite, and a plebiscite will be held shortly after Parliament resumes, which I would assume to be in August, so I would hope that a plebiscite could be held before the end of the year.
Menteri Pendidikan Simon Birmingham berbicara kepada Sky News, Shorten perlu untuk mengurangi bahasanya menjadi lebih moderat. Ia menambahkan, ia percaya warga Australia akan mengambil keputusan yang sesuai dalam debat yang terukur.
Ultimately, having done that, we will have a more unifying outcome from that plebiscite in regards to marriage equality. You well know my views on this issue. They've been on the public record for a very long period of time now. And I will be voting yes. Malcolm Turnbull said that he will be voting yes. We will, of course, urge every single Australian, whatever their position, to adopt careful, moderate language, argue the merits of the case indeed, but respect the positions of their opponents.
Meskipun begitu, pemimpin Partai Hijau, Richard Di Natale, mengatakan pungutan suara umum akan mengakibatkan timbulnya reaksi negatif.
We need to recognize that a plebiscite will unleash those voices of hate in the community. It will do that. And we give those views legitimacy by endorsing a plebiscite, and that's the reason that we shouldn't have one.
Pemimpin Senat Partai Buruh, Penny Wong, menyatakan Perdana Menteri menyerah pada keputusan koalisi dan mengingkari pendapatnya semula mengenai pungutan suara.
A plebiscite was proposed not because the Liberal Party decided that they wanted to progress this issue. A plebiscite was proposed because the Liberal Party decided they couldn't progress this issue because members of the hard right of the Liberal Party were too angry about it, and Malcolm Turnbull tapped the mat. After saying to everybody he didn't support a plebiscite, he's tapped the mat and given in to Abetz, Bernardi and Christensen. That is what has happened.
Wong yang memiliki dua orang anak bersama pasangannya Sophie Aluwos mengatakan, apabila persamaan hak dalam pernikahan merupakan prioritas bagi warga Australia, maka pilihlah Partai Buruh. Isu pungutan suara memanasi perdebatan ketiga pemilu minggu lalu, ketika pertanyaan akan pernikahan sesama jenis diajukan oleh kedua pemimpin. Shorten pada dasarnya menyatakan, tingkat kebencian dapat muncul dalam kampanye pungutan suara setelah pembunuhan massal di Orlando dan mengatakan keluarga-keluarga LGBTI tidak seharusnya menjadi target kebencian. Turnbull menyerang balik dengan menyatakan warga Australia berhak memutuskan dalam dialog yang sopan dan sebagai satu bangsa.